Thank you. day plan. But at least I'm where I stand. I would love to check the face of that man for just one night. Out on the lawn. Don't think anybody's
We're going to bring up a new friend of ours and a very special guest. We're going to get Buffy St. Marie to come and sing this one with us. This song was written in reaction to the Meech Lake Accord, and it was written in anger about Mulroney and the first ministers and them trying to pass the Meech Lake Accord without any reference to native rights, native self-government, or women's rights. So, well, yes, indeed. And it's also a celebration of Elijah Harper and his brave and righteous stance in the legislature of Manitoba with his eagle feather. It's called Fools Like You. Thank you. gentlemen, Eliza Harper.
Thank you. Thank you. The last time I raised this eagle feather was in 1990 to tell the truth. To restore and preserve our identity. I did that in Meech Lake. All I have to say to you tonight is we're on a journey of hope. It is time for reparations, restoration, and restitution. This is a journey of reconciliation and healing. And the key to this process is to forgive. Forgiveness will release us from the past. This is the greatest thing you can do, is to forgive. Because what you're doing is sowing a seed of love and greatness of our people. And our restoration of our identity, culture, language, and as a great nation. That's all I have to say for now. You don't want to hear me sing. My elders told me to keep my hidden talent hidden. So my Indian name is Soaring Eagle. That's my Indian name. And I just want to end by quoting a scripture my dad read to me. My dad passed away this year, Alan B. Harper, and he was in the ministry for 54 years. I was raised in that environment. And this scripture I'm reading to you was also given to me by my brother who passed away last year. He was only 45. And he brought me an eagle feather. That time during Meech Lake, he brought an eagle feather. I also have an eagle feather from the Assembly of Manitoba Chiefs. The elder that gave me was Paul Huntingcock, who's also passed on. But what I want to quote is from Isaiah 40, verse 31. And the quote says, "Even youth get tired, weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles." So we will soar like eagles like never before. This country will be restored. Thank you.
Eliza Harper and Buffy St. Marie, folks.
Standing.
shelter out of the rain. She tucked a note into his hand. Later on, he took his car, drove on down where the beaches are. He wrote a name in the sand. Never even let go. Thank you.
You can see this.
folks.
Don't tell me I'm wrong, 'cause I've been watching every move that you make.
Now, I was just hoping I wouldn't get one of those giant mosquitoes in my mouth at that big point.
Watching the rain through.
much, folks.
You got sick of the past.
everybody. Good night.
Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot, folks.
Thank you very much. We had a couple more, and I think that's all we can do. That's all the neighbors will let us do.
Yeah.
Strange and beautiful are the stars tonight that dance around your head. In your eyes I see that perfect world. I hope that doesn't sound too weird. And I want all the world to know that your love is all I need.
Oh,
We'd like to thank the commissioners for inviting us to your great party. We'd like to thank Bucky St. Marie. We'd like to thank Elijah Harper. We'd like to thank our crew for putting it all together. And we'll see you down the road.
Good night, all. Thank you very much.